Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, so we're featuring organizations throughout East Central Indiana that work to prevent child abuse. We're talking with organizations in Richmond, Muncie, Anderson, and Marion.
My name is Amanda Wilson. I am the Executive Director and Forensic Interviewer at JC House in Richmond. JC House has been serving Wayne County and the five surrounding counties since 2003. That provides a safe, neutral environment for that child to come and talk to someone when there's been allegations of abuse. We talk about child abuse as child sexual abuse, child physical abuse, neglect. I got involved with JC House about 8 years ago. Started as a volunteer teaching our prevention program. What led me to that, I had a nephew that was a victim of child abuse. Also, I was a victim as a child. I didn't know what child abuse was. I knew what was happening to me was wrong, but I didn't know that I could say to an adult that another adult was hurting me. The steps weren't there to help me be safe like I want them to be there for my children and for the community that we have now. We have two prevention programs here at JC House. Our first program, and it's geared towards children, covers five body safety rules with kids. The first one is that it's my body. It's their body and they have a right to protect that. The second one is ask an adult if I'm safe. We all know that kids can't make that decision on their own, so they need to be able to ask that adult. The third one is that I have choices, and that's to say no and get away. The fourth one is to tell someone. Very important that they tell a safe adult, whether it be a parent, a grandparent, a trusted person at a school. The last one, and I think is the most important one, is that it's never that child's fault. I pride myself on the fact that in the last year, 40% of the children in Wayne County that have come to JC House for a forensic interview have been exposed to one of our body safety programs. It's working. Our prevention program is working. It's empowering kids to stand up and speak out against abuse for themselves. JC House has an adult prevention program called Darkness to Light, Stewards of Children. It's a 3-hour class that talks about all the ways that we can recognize signs of abuse. The big thing that I think it shows is that it shows survivors, actual survivors of abuse as adults, and how abuse has affected their life, their family's lives, how it affects them as a community member and as a parent. It's a tough program to go through. It is that tool, that education piece for our community members so that they can help understand what they can do to help stop abuse. Our volunteers come from all walks of life. We have people that have social service backgrounds. We have people that just use their crafting skills and will make homemade little quilts for the kids or homemade stuffed animals for the kids. But we also have volunteers that are just our community members that just want to help. This is a very emotional job. It's a very tough job that a lot of people can't do a lot of the pieces, the interviewing, all of those things. But there are lots of ways to help our organization. We have volunteers that come in and file. We have volunteers that come in and help with cleaning duties. We also have volunteers that are just a voice in the community for us. It's absolutely the community's job to help protect children. We can protect the children in our own homes, but not all kids have that opportunity to have those safe adults around them at all times.
You'll hear more about the organizations that work to prevent child abuse all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available on the Community Connection Facebook page and at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.